All right, this is very exciting. I always love having music on the show and having bands in and exposing and letting you meet some new people that you may not know, but now you will be happy you did. Jeff Givens and the Mugshot Saints are in the studio. Jeff, welcome, and Mugshot Saints, welcome to you as well.
Hello.
Very nice. We got the whole group in here. So, Jeff, you were born in Tennessee, but the best part of you was raised here in Chicago,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. It's South Suburbs.
Now, let me... Whoa, which one?
Park Forest.
Really? Yeah. I grew up in Glenwood.
Nice.
Yeah, see? We're bonding already. Look at that. That's very nice. I always like a story about somebody who has a passion and decides at some point in their life to just chuck everything else and commit to it. And that's kind of where you were at, right? That's your story. So,
yeah, that is my story. And when you come to those crossroads, I mean, you can't continue to play at a later age without sacrificing everything to do it.
Right.
I mean, you really can't. And those are difficult decisions, but you've got to believe enough in yourself to do it.
So what were you doing before you decided to make the full-time music commitment? And what was there a trigger that you just went, one day you went, I can't do this anymore. I have to go out and follow this full-time.
Right on. Yeah, I'd always
the whole band laughed at Trigger. So were you shot? Was there some sort of...
No, Trigger is kind of an inside joke.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
No, I mean, I was married, raising kids, and still playing in bands around here. But at some point, it's got to mean... If you really want that to be the mission of your life, and that's the legacy that you're going to leave... It's got to mean everything,
right?
And it can't mean everything unless you give up everything.
Well, that's a lot of people don't quite get that, because you can, like you said, you were here, you were working in bands, you were playing all the time. You've been doing this for over 30 years.
Yep.
But what was it that made you say, you know what, I have to make this jump? And how did your family react to that?
Well, I got divorced.
Ah, there you go. So, like you said, you have to give up everything, right?
You do, and there's a lot of pain that goes along with that.
Sure.
And in fact, a lot of that pain is on the latest record we just did.
Midnight and Muscle Shoals.
Exactly. But even when I gave it all up and I made that big, huge, momentous decision, I didn't know what all of it meant. I mean, I didn't. It's a journey that continues. And the more it means, I had to tear myself down, break it down, have that all there is to me.
Okay.
Not making money and not. The music had to be all there is.
Right.
And when it's that heavy, it better be good, you know.
And you said, and people know this, but you said this too, you're gambling on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Which, when you're 18 or 20, that's a little easier. When you're a guy who's been around for a little bit and you have a whole other life.
I was 38 when I did that.
Yeah,
I
mean, so that's...
And I switched instruments. I mean...
Oh, did you really?
I was a drummer. I will say one of those words. I was a rock drummer.
Okay.
And played with some good people. But I switched to guitar to write.
Okay.
I'd always needed a co-writer before that. So it was monumental all the way around. I mean, not only do I give everything up to continue music and the pursuit of greatness, but then I go to an instrument that I've never played.
And what made you decide? I mean, obviously, it's hard to write songs if you're a drummer.
It is.
Or it's hard to write songs on a drum, rather. But so you go to the guitar for that. But
yeah, I always needed co-writers.
Okay.
Previous to that.
But this time you had your own stuff you wanted to say?
Yes, exactly. And I believed in my inner vision enough. And it may sound, you know, a bit pompous, but I did. I know what I am, and I know what I could have been, and I'm going to be.
Right.
And so you just chase that muse. You just chase that muse.
And how did you hook up with the Mugshot Saints?
Well, Jason Bodka right here, my producer, owner of Sky Blue Studios, my partner in crime. And without this man, you're not talking to this man.
Okay.
Really. And then, of course, Johnny Gadeikis.
Hello there.
Bass player. Terrific player. And the lovely, the most beautiful Mugshot Saint.
Yeah, she actually takes the mugshot out and just adds the saint to your
exactly.
to your otherwise
yeah, we need that.
Otherwise rogues gallery of guys.
We're talking,
there.
Right. I mean, that's a great.
And that's Jennifer Bodka right down here.
Absolutely,
thanks. Right on, so much.
Hi.
So these are, you, like you said, you've played in a lot of different bands.
Oh, yeah.
You decide now you're going to go solo. At 38, you're devoting your whole life. This is it. There's no safety net. This is the way to go. So
still
you start
not.
That up. And when do you decide, okay, I'm gonna get people around me again? I want to be part of,
well,
I want to front a band again.
I had to write the songs, first of all. Right. I had to write like I'd never written before. Right. And that's the hardest part. Yeah. And after we did Midnight Muscle Shoals, Kev Wright played guitar on it, and he was the impetus for me to get the band together. And because I'm perfectly content to write and record record after record. And,
okay.
We had a long rehearsal tonight. My voice is a little bit rough.
It's all right. You sound like you should be from Muscle Shoals.
Yeah,
it gives you, gives you that southern feel.
The bourbon cowboys
exactly.
are rough and ragging. But, and it's the support of these three and the others in the band.
Well,
Luke Smith.
Well, the whole journey started with the Bourbon Cowboy, your first album.
Yeah, my first record, Bourbon Cowboy. And, we didn't know what we had. I mean, and that was a really good record. But this last one is, we're getting to where we're going to be.
This is the one.
Yeah.
You said songwriting is hard, and anybody who doesn't do it, I can't imagine writing a song.
Well,
where does it come from? Because you hear, every artist has a different process. Everybody has their own way. Some people, they just wake up and there's a song. Others, they labor over it for years and years.
Well,
how do you work?
Well, that's a good question. And my process is different from, okay, I spent a lot of time in Nashville. I'm just 12 years. And they put people together in cubicles and they write.
Right.
Not me. My process is I've got to live, and then I've got to process it, then I got to write it. So if you, every song you hear I sing, I've lived that song.
Okay.
I don't make things up. I don't create characters.
Okay.
Like Lovely Rita, Meet Her Maid, or any of that. But when you do that, when that's your choice of process, you better damn well have an interesting life.
I was going to say, you can't just be a guy who sits around watching TV all day.
No, you got
to be out there doing
strippers
stuff.
And stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Listen, this is exciting. I hope there's a song about strippers.
No, there is.
Jeff Givens and the Mugshot Saints are in studio. We are done yakking. After the news, we're going to yak a little more, but we're going to hear some music from the new album, Midnight and Muscle Shoals, which is available now at CD Baby and iTunes. Go to jeffgivens.com to get all the information. And be sure to go to the Elbow Room on a Saturday, the 16th of January. It is, you've got Ben Stelitz and Josh Merritt opening for you. It's Jeff Givens and the Mugshot Saints. The show is at 8 o'clock. It is a 21 and over show, and it's only $10. That's cheap at twice the price. We'll hear from Jeff and the band on the other side. Brian Noonan in for Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. That's a little bit of Jeff Givens and the Mugshot Saints. But we don't have to just deal with CD music. No, we actually have the live people right here in the studio. Jeff Givens is here. He is the leader of the band. Jason Botka is also on guitar. Jennifer Botka does vocals. And Johnny Gadakis plays the bass. And they are all in the studio with us here on an early Tuesday morning. Thanks for coming in. All right, the new album is Midnight and Muscle Shoals. How important, because people who know Southern Rock, they know Muscle Shoals, Alabama, legendary studio, different kind of sound. What made you decide that that's the place you needed to record?
Well,
this?
I was living in the South and not too far from fame at Muscle Shoals. And I come to Jason because, you know, we recorded Sky Blue in Villa Park. And I said, Jason, I got this idea. And I picked certain people that I knew to put the band together. I said, and I want to do it at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals. And he goes, when do we leave?
Nice.
It's, I mean, you walk in there, it's like church.
I was going to ask, when you walk into a place like this where legendary music, and there's a few studios like that that people know, even people who aren't in music know, you hear these and you go, oh, yeah, I've heard it. I've heard of that studio. You walk into a place like that, what's it like? Because it's not just walking into a generic studio,
no, it's
is
not.
It?
No. It was heavy duty. It changed everybody's life that did that record with me.
Yeah, it really inspired you. I mean, it's like you really had to step up, and
you had to deserve to be there.
Yeah, exactly. It inspired you to be as good or better than you expected yourself to be.
Well, yeah, and, you don't want to be the one band that comes out of there and goes, yeah, usually the music in this studio is great, but
yeah,
then
but
these guys came
out.
No,
it was totally like this whole thing that you just got in there and you just played and you did your thing and it sounded great and it brought things out of you never thought you could
get. And what's funny was we were all in there, and when you walk in there, there's a sign and it says, through these doors walk the world's greatest singers, songwriters, and musicians. And you're like, okay.
And so it's intimidating.
The first
hour, I can imagine, yeah.
The first hour, everybody didn't say a word. I was literally. And so him and I were having a smoke outside, and he goes, I go, dude, everybody's kind of freaked out. He goes, it's just another room, man.
And when it all comes down to it, in reality, that's what it is.
You can't be freaked out by your surroundings, but you certainly
it's still
inspired.
About you. You still got to do your thing and play well and do what you do, and you're just doing it in a place where so many other great players have done it before, and they captured it there, and it sounded really good. I mean, you're playing in the same room that Aretha Franklin was in, Percy Sledge, all these guys.
Otis Redding, I mean.
And what
is Osmond Brothers.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Once the Osmonds are in there doing one bad apple, then you are set. That's nice. What is it about a studio that gives it that kind of sound? I mean, obviously, acoustic, without getting too technical, about it that makes a place sound so good?
I know
good?
What you're getting at is John Gifford III, who is the studio manager there, and he was just in town the other day at your studio. He said that you could take that studio apart and put it back together, and it wouldn't sound the same.
Okay.
It's the way the wood is, and it's all old. I mean, they were doing stuff in the 60s there.
Right.
You know, and there's a great documentary on Muscle Shoals that you could watch that explains the whole thing. But it's what went on before. The ghosts speak to you if you let them.
Yeah.
You know.
All
sure.
right. Yeah. Well, listen, let's hear some of what the ghost told you. Jeff Givens and the Mugshot Saints are here. Is this what are you going to do for us now?
It didn't take no time.
All right.
All right.
Here we go.
Right out of the blue, crashed into my world. Do you think this fire's gonna last? The first few nights stretched out into days, and this train is moving kind of fast. And it didn't take no time to fall right in. Didn't take no time. Hope it never ends. Didn't take no time. It's long overdue. Didn't take no time to love you like I do. And it didn't take no time. Time. Making plans, doing things that lovers do, looking for that midnight sun. On a Sunday morning, in a sleepy church to lie. And it didn't take no time for an end. Didn't take no time. I hope it never ends. Didn't
take no time. Long overdue, didn't take no time. Love you like I do. And it didn't take no time. Bought a house, raised a family, and we've learned to laugh and love along the way. And through the highs and lows that a love can bring, we've lived to love another day. And it didn't take no time. We're still walking hand in hand here in the autumn of our lives. So many days have passed, many more than we've got left. Still get lost in your eyes. And it didn't take no time. Fall back in.
Sorry.
Didn't take no time. And I hope it never ends. Didn't take no time. It's long overdue, didn't take no time to love you like I do. And it didn't take no time.
Jeff Givens and the Mugshot Saints. I'll turn off my reverb. I don't need that.
Sorry about the coughing.
Listen, you said you had a rough night of rehearsal tonight, so that's good. Yeah. And it gives you that, like I said earlier, it gives you that worn out sound, like a guy who's been traveling around singing songs forever,
the truth,
which
yeah.
is basically what you are, right?
Yeah, right.
So you and it sounded great. That's from the new album,
yes,
Midnight
is.
And Muscle Shoals,
sure
which is available now at CD Baby and on iTunes. If you go to jeffgivens.com, you can get all the information. Don't forget, if you're looking for something to do Saturday, January 16th, the band is headlining at the Elbow Room, which is 2871 North Lincoln. They've got Ben Statlitz and Josh Merritt opening for them. The show is at 8 o'clock. It's only $10. Man, oh, man, that is unbelievably cheap. I want to get, when we come back, we're going to hear another song, but I want to ask you, because people think, oh, the life of a musician, how glamorous it must be to travel around the country playing your songs for, you know, hundreds of thousands of admiring fans. But you strike me as a guy who maybe took a different path or is on a different path.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll we'll hear more from Jeff Givens and the Mugshot Saints on the other side at 720 WGN. Brian Noonan in for Nick DiGilio. That's Jeff Givens and the Mugshot Saints, and that is a sinister laugh of a man who sounds like he's up to a lot of fun and no good all at the same time.
That's true.
So the new CD, Midnight in Muscle Shoals, you can get it now at CD Baby and iTunes. Jeff Givens and the Mugshot Saints are in the studio with me. They'll be at the Elbow Room Saturday, January 16th at 8 o'clock. Go see the show. It should be a lot of fun. All right. Now, I mentioned before, you've been doing music for 30 years.
Yeah.
You've been with this band for a couple of years. You've been traveling all over the country. People think, oh, man, this is great. What's the reality of a guy, 38-year-old guy, you said you chucked it all. You committed your life to music. This was going to be the full-time thing.
Yeah, yeah.
How glamorous a life is this? When you start out at 38 traveling around?
Well, you know, I spend a lot of money on makeup and feather boas, but No,
and then you gave it up.
This is not glamorous, people. I would not recommend. Don't do this at home.
Yeah.
This is only for a select few cats. I mean, no, there's no glamour at all. I mean, it's just cheap hotel rooms and questionable characters in your life.
But yes. It still is fun as hell.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, that's it. That's what keeps you coming back. Yeah. One, the love of the music and the people don't. Some people don't understand. It's a need, right? You have to do this.
I have no choice. Yeah, I don't. I just happen to be very fortunate to have supporting characters in my cast. Because without these people, you aren't listening to me. And not everyone's that fortunate. I know a lot of talented people that don't have anybody behind them.
Right.
You know, the greatest players I've ever heard are in the woods in Massachusetts and in the hills of Kentucky, and that no one's ever going to hear.
Yeah.
But guess what? I heard them.
See? And then you hear them, and that all influences your story, because, as you said, your songs are your life, which can't be influenced. But that sound, all those different sounds, does that go into changing how you play?
You've got to be a sponge, Brian. Yeah. I mean, you got to soak it all in and not regurgitate on demand. That's kind of gross, but I mean,
but it's not on the list of things you can't say, so you're still good.
And we have the list right.
Yes,
in front
I know.
Of
me. The band for
Johnny's
those
guys,
they came in. The band came in with a list of things they could not say, phrases and words that they were not allowed to use because the government.
Right.
We blame it all on the government.
Yeah.
They don't let us talk.
Well, George Carlin taught us well. And
well, he did.
Seven
right.
things you can't say on TV or radio. And
exactly.
Like, okay, here we go.
Exactly.
So I don't want to run out of time, so we'll talk a little more after. But I do want to hear another song. So you said you're going
to
give us the title cut from Midnight and Muscle Shoals?
Exactly. This is Midnight Muscle Shoals, and we'd love to do it.
All righty.
All right. This is Jeff Givens and the Mugshot Saints on WGN.
Light up a cigarette, another drink and I'll forget. Lost everything last night. In the dark I listen to the blues, getting wrecked like I always do. She lived to chase her dreams. That Tennessee river rolls on by. Left me for the Music City lights. Midnight in Muscle Shoals. It's midnight in Muscle Shoals. That Music City train just delivered another lost soul. If it's midnight up in Nashville, it's midnight in Muscle Shoals. If it's midnight up in Nashville, it's midnight in Muscle Shoals. Baby sings and plays guitar in every cheap joint bar. She pulls her heart out to Dixie. Everybody dance and sing. She sure can shake that thing. Small town joints in me and big enough to hold her. That Tennessee river rolls on by. Let me fool them Music City lights. It's midnight in Muscle Shoals. It's midnight, midnight in Muscle Shoals. That Music City train just delivered another lost soul. Midnight up in Nashville. It's midnight in Muscle Shoals. If it's midnight up in Nashville, it's midnight in Muscle Shoals. If it's midnight up in Nashville, it's midnight in Muscle Shoals. Midnight in Muscle Shoals. Midnight in Muscle Shoals. Jeff
Givens and the Mugshot Saints. Very nice. Very nice indeed. Why don't you introduce the band again? And I know you have to give a shout-out to someone who's not here.
I do.
So I don't want you to get in trouble.
Our drummer, who we love dearly, Luke Smith, could not be here tonight.
Hi, Luke. Cheers, brother.
Cool hand, Luke, if you will. Right next to me is Jason Bodka, my partner in crime, my producer, my cave to my Mick, and then Johnny Gadeikis, rock solid. Thank you so much, Johnny, for being with me.
Who am I? Who am I to your Mick?
You're my...
Wow.
Ronnie Wood?
How about that?
No, he left you out.
You could be my Marianne Faithful.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
Suddenly the band tensions run high.
No.
It all fell apart at 2:55.
And then, of course, Mama Jen, Jennifer Bodka. Oh, our Emmy
Thanks,
Lou.
Doll.
She's our little Emmy Lou Harris. And believe it or not, when I'm not talking through sandpaper voice, the vocals are nice. And I'm so sorry that I was a bit rough tonight, but I just couldn't help it.
Sounded good. Now, how did you and Jason get together?
Oh, good heavens. That's kind of sordid, isn't it?
Listen.
Oh, yeah, you know. We'll do the short version of it.
Yeah. Back in 2000, I was playing drums, he was on keys, and we, you know, did the Torches and Pitchforks tour.
Yeah, it was the Rust Belt tour, you know, from Chicago to
Cleveland, Detroit.
Okay.
And we just hooked up, and we just hit it off, and after every gig, him and I would go have an Elvis breakfast, which we're going to have tonight at the White Palace.
Very nice.
In the Sound Loop. But, yeah, he's my brother for many, many years.
And then I got a phone call one night. Going,
I was in Owensboro, Kentucky, really hammered, and I called you.
Yeah, he calls me up. He's like, I need to do a record. And I'm like, well, come on out, you know. And we ended up making his first record,
Bourbon Cowboy.
And had some great players in this town play on that record, too. And a couple years, you know, a year and a half later, calls me up and says, you know, we're going to do this down in Muscle Shoals. You're going to be mad at me if we don't do it in your studio? And I'm like, I don't care where we do it, as long as we're doing it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You know, that's all that matters is, I don't care where we do it.
Yeah, this is my brother in crime right here.
How tough is it to find someone who has that connection to you, who knows, you know, as a producer, he knows what you want to do, and he knows, that's got to be tough to find.
It's invaluable, and I tell you, as downtrodden as it is to live the life I've lived, I'm the luckiest man in the music business for the people that I work with and know, And I'm very aware of how fortunate I am. And, I mean, you could be, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
It's that thing. I mean, you could be the best. I've seen so many brilliant people that don't have an organization, that don't have anyone in their corner, and you'll never hear them. And it's a shame.
And at this point in the music business, you have to do pretty much everything yourself. You have to not only write write the songs and then record them and have a producer, but you have to go out and do the marketing, and you have to release the CDs, which, again, Midnight Muscle Shoals you can get on CD Baby and iTunes. But it's a different thing when you don't have the big machine of of a label behind you, right?
Well, those days are gone anyway, unless you're Katy Perry and you're kissing girls. I kiss girls and no one takes video.
Nobody cares. So, yeah, so you... It's
and
all,
you like it.
It's a whole different setup, right? It's all on the artist now to be the businessman and everything.
Right,
and
you got to do it all.
Yeah, I mean, with the advent of the digital age, and that business model still hasn't developed.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's cool because you have an opportunity to do it yourself.
Yeah. Right.
You can get stuff out there in front of people.
But there's 5 million
people. Before you couldn't
people,
do that.
Yeah.
You know, somebody had to do it for you. Now you can do it yourself, but... There's so much out
there. Right, you're competing against everybody else.
It's like, how do you stand out, you know, in this huge sea of all these people releasing great stuff? Right. There's a ton of great stuff out there.
Right.
Well, you got to get a smaller cake.
There you go. Well, it's Jeff Givens and the Mugshot Saints. The new album, Midnight and Muscle Shoals, is available at CD Baby and iTunes. Catch the band at the Elbow Room on January 16th. The show is at 8 o'clock. The Elbow Room, of course, 2871 North Lincoln. Go check them out. Go to jeffgivens.com. Get all the information on the band. You guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Brian,
it was a lot of fun.
Thanks
so great much. Meeting you and great
thanks
stuff.
For having us,
thank
man.
You.
You are very welcome. All right, let's do this, then. It's news time on 720 WGN.